Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. 21 popes, 8 Byzantine emperors, 5 U.S. presidents, rulers of England, France, Sweden, Denmark, Poland, Portugal, Bulgaria, Russia, and Hungary. What do they share with the man that we commend to our gracious Heavenly Father today? Poet John Milton, scientist Johannes Kepler, composer Johann Sebastian Bach, philosopher John Locke, President John Adams, poet John Keats, writer John Steinbeck, assassinated President John F. Kennedy. Various versions of the name, Jan, Johann, Johannes, Johnny, even feminine versions of the name derived, Joan, Joanna, Janice, Janessa, Jane, just to name a few. John can be found in the Bible. Jonathan, friend of David. John the Baptist, forerunner of Jesus Christ. John the Evangelist, the author of the fourth gospel, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the Apocalypse of John. Or as the opening words of the book say, the revelation of Jesus Christ to John. It seems you can't get through the Bible and life without tripping over the name. Life wouldn't be the same, you might say, without John. Our John. John James Ernst joined other more or less famous Johns and Janes who fought the good fight, confessed the faith, finished the race, and kept the faith. Hence is laid up for all those Johns the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award on that day to all who loved his appearing. But make no mistake, our John, as with the other Johns before him, was no perfect man. Each Sunday here at Praise, and many Sundays before that at Faith Lutheran Oak Ridge and Holy Trinity, Seymour, and also in Iowa and Valparaiso and in the Army before chaplains and other soldiers, arm in arm, before God and his fellow brothers and sisters, he confessed, "I have sinned in thought, word, and deed." Never once did John say, "Hey, you know that confession of sins part that you do in the church service? That's not for me. I'm going to skip that part today. I'm going to sit on my hands. It's not for me. I don't need to be forgiven." No, he readily and regularly confessed and received forgiveness. John had 9 other siblings who witnessed his early life of misbehavior. All the things that needed forgiveness. Julia has enjoyed 57 years of marriage. Wonderful. And yet, that's also 57 years of John's faults, his fits of rage, whether subtle or significant, faithless deeds, failing memory. Marie and Mark witnessed it in their father too, the good and the bad. John sinned, thought, word, and deed. John didn't die because of old age, cancer, or heart failure. Those are just symptoms of a sinful body. Therefore, John frequently visited a place where heaven and earth meet, where news of sins forgiven is delivered in real time and space, not just in theory. By grace, that is, God is gracious, through faith, that is, believing in Christ Jesus, Christ the Lord, the Son of God, came to forgive sins, a Savior for John. John was absolved. John was baptized into that name, Jesus. John ate the Lord's Supper here at Praise and all the other churches and with the army fellows throughout time. John's name originated from Hebrew, Yehonatan, which you hear God, Yahweh, Yeho, and Nathan, Natan, which means God gives. And together, you put them, you have Yahweh is gracious, is how it's often translated. John's name means Yahweh, God, is gracious. John lived a life with a name that could remind him of the very heart of God. John, God is gracious. God delivered gifts graciously to John. Gift of life to begin with. Gift of a beautiful earth which he could garden and do carpentry in and fix, solve problems, and hike. Gift of faith to John in his baptism. About a week after John was born, he was baptized. Second birth by water and the word. John received also the gift of sustaining faith as he came forward to church and received the Lord's gift here at the table, the body and blood of Christ given and shed for him for the forgiveness of sins. In church, he ate that meal that Jesus gave him graciously to strengthen and sustain his faith. And John was strengthened and sustained in a faith that believes that Jesus died and rose for John, for him. Jesus conquered death for him by the cross, by the open tomb. Jesus gave John a faith that believes that our Lord, after accomplishing all things, went to prepare a place, and he will come again to take us to be where he is. Jesus said to his disciples, "You know the way." Thomas immediately objected, "Lord, we do not know the way. How can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am. I am the way and the truth and the life. The way one comes to the Father through me. Narrow way. Many rooms in the Father's house, many paths John has taken here on earth, many paths he has walked too as he hiked many years, these 85 years, many memories of life together with family, with friends, church members, co-workers in the rubber industry, co-hikers of God's country. We give thanks for the many John lived and breathed. We give thanks for the love that John experienced and gave. We give thanks for the way, the truth, and the life that promises John many more, many rooms, many a reunion. We'll remember, no doubt, many things about John. We can't just scale it down to 3, 2, or 1. But right now, for a moment, let's remember John according to the one who gave him life, the one who gave him forgiveness and peace with God through the cross, an open tomb, the one whose name that John bared and bared witness to. For every John and Jane, Johannes and Janice, we hear an echo. God is gracious. God's grace guaranteed John eternal life. God grant us the same faith that our brother, our friend, our father, our grandfather, our uncle, our husband carried with him all his days, all the way to the end. God is gracious. and his holy and blessed peace. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.